From the standpoint of Boulder County Public Health Department, what do you see right now for the possibility of a surge in cases in Boulder County? When and are you prepared?
Okay, well, that's a really good question that everybody is asking. But as you can imagine, it's really impossible to project what will happen in our local community. There are many projection models available, and they all depend on what specific actions are taken by the community. So in our situation, if our community strictly adheres to the state public health order, then we hope that we're going to see a significant reduction in any new illnesses and positive tests moving forward in order to flatten the curve. If our community doesn't adhere to the public health order as much as we would like, then obviously there is likely that we will have a bigger surge. More people will become ill. More people will pass away, unfortunately. And our healthcare system will get overwhelmed. So we don't have a way to say this is how many cases we could possibly have, because it really depends on the actions we take. And that is why it's so important right now that as much as people can, they really need to stay at home and only with the people in their household.
Okay, well, we certainly have seen that advice, and what are the indications that you see right now as to whether people are adhering to those requirements? Since the requirements have gotten more stringent over the last week or two, it seems like maybe people aren't behaving as well as they should.
You know, it's really very hard to tell. What I am responding to is the hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls that we have received just at Boulder County Public Health, with people saying that their employer is not following the guidance and that they're staying open even though they're not an essential business. So what I'm hearing from the community out there is that a lot of people aren't following it, but that doesn't mean that the majority isn't. I don't know that for sure, but
And what kind of businesses are those? I mean, the restaurants are closed, right?
Right. So some examples would be a CBD manufacturer. So medical marijuana is allowed. Does that mean CBD is allowed? So there's a lot of gray area that people are trying to weed through. And this is people's livelihood, and a lot of people are not wanting to close because they'll probably lose their business. So I understand where people are coming from, but I do hear concerns from the employees of those businesses.
Where are we now in terms of hospital admissions? Is Boulder Community Health and the Longmont Hospital and the others in the county, are they handling the COVID-19 patients right now sufficiently?
They are. They are doing an absolutely amazing job. They also have a lot of plans in place. We all have a system where we can monitor capacity in each hospital daily, and that includes things like how many beds are available, how many ventilators are available. And then there's also some work going on at the state level to coordinate hospital capacity across the state, so that we ensure that there's enough critical care available. So I think that's a great idea, looking from a statewide level, how can we move resources as we need.
How many beds do we have available in Boulder County right now, roughly? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea. I don't have access to that information, actually.
Okay, But as far as you know, right now, we are not overloaded in Boulder County.
Correct.
Okay. Are we even close to being overloaded?
I think that there's concerns about it. I don't think that we're at a place where they don't have what's right now, but I know that they are preparing, and they are preparing with putting contingency plans in place, which include they have identified facilities for surge that they would expand if needed. So I think mostly what people are doing now is really getting those in place, getting whatever facility they have identified ready, just in case that happens or for when it happens.
Does Boulder County Public Health Department have a projection at this point as to when a surge would happen, not knowing, of course, as you've just said, what the peak volume might be?
I have heard two things. I have heard projected peak end of April or end of May.
Okay, so that's...
So those are very different.
Yeah, that's a minimum of 4 weeks away and a maximum of maybe 8 weeks out from today.
Right, and these are just projections, so it could be different.
Well, so are you guys running models or what? I mean, I notice on the CDC website, it's possible for me or anybody to download the modeling software to model this epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, apparently, an Excel spreadsheet. I haven't done that. But is somebody in Boulder County running a model to project some of this stuff?
What we're doing, actually, is we're doing, it's basically conversations with the public health directors in the region, so the Tri-County Health Department, Jefferson County, Denver, and Boulder County and Broomfield. So those public health directors are all working together because if we don't do things consistently, it's not helpful to people. So they're the ones that are looking at models as a group and making decisions for the entire region.
You mentioned to me before that there is additional physical capacity that can be brought online, if necessary, in Boulder County. Assuming the hospitals are able to take care of everybody who comes in today, if they become overloaded in their ER and bed capacity and so forth, you mentioned there is another facility that you've planned for quite some time, which could be stood up. What is that?
It's called an alternate care site, and it's run by the hospitals, but it's sort of managed by Boulder County Public Health, and it is staffed primarily by, not primarily, half-half, 50%, I guess, with people who have signed up to be part of our medical reserve corps. So that's doctors, nurses, physicians, assistants who may be retired or aren't working right now, who have stepped up and taken training to step in for any public health emergency. So I'm happy to report we have had hundreds of volunteers step up for that in the last couple weeks. So we're feeling very good about the amount of people available to help with that.
So you have a list of people you can call
mm-hmm.
when needed.
Exactly. And they're all credentialed and everything and ready to go. And we train with them on a regular basis.
Are these mostly retired people?
I don't know if I could say mostly. I would say some retired, some who work part-time, some are, you know, medical assistants, so they can't actually provide care necessarily, but they can help, or people who work in doctor's offices who know medical terminology, so all sorts of different people.
And many of those people are out of work right now if offices are closed,
they
I would
may
suppose.
Be. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yep.
But these are all, as you say, credentialed medical professionals who would staff an emergency facility.
Exactly.
And how many people could be handled with that facility?
That facility is designed for 200 beds, and what it is supposed to be is a triage center. So if people are having symptoms, they would go there first, and they would be assessed. And if they are something that can be taken care of there, for example, they need fluids, then that would happen right there at the center. And the max time somebody would be there would be 2 to 4 hours, and then the idea is to get them back home. But if someone came there and they felt like this person really needs to be hospitalized, then they would be transferred to the hospital. So the idea is to get the pressure off of the hospital emergency room and do triaging before they get there.
So if somebody needs to be on a ventilator, intubated and be on a ventilator, they'll be transferred
yes,
to a hospital.
Absolutely. And they may not even go to the alternate care site if they're taken by ambulance, for example, and they know they need to be in a hospital.
They would go straight to a hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that also just brings up the question that people are concerned about regarding just normal emergencies. If you're in an automobile accident today in Boulder County, can you get response and get into a hospital?
You can. You can. But that's why we're ramping up these other sort of options, because we need to make sure when things get worse that we can still care for people who are in those non-COVID sort of situations who need care.
And I guess the advice at this point is still, if you think you've got COVID, you need to call ahead. You just don't walk in somewhere, right?
Exactly. And the other part of that is if you have symptoms, you do not need to be tested. If you're feeling like you can handle it and take care of yourself at home, then the best thing to do is for people to isolate at home until their symptoms have resolved. Of course, if you feel like you need medical care for the symptoms, then to call the doctor's office first. They will do an assessment over the phone and then decide what is the best course of action for you.
And it's going to be a while before we have a lot of testing kits available here, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
I hope in the next couple weeks. The idea was to be able to, with this stay-at-home order, have time to ramp up the testing while people were staying in their homes. So that's our hope, but we don't have control over access to tests, unfortunately.
Well, what about other equipment? How's Boulder County doing generally in terms of masks and ventilators and all that stuff we hear about?
It continues to be an issue. I mean, we have what people need right now, our healthcare providers, our long-term care facilities, but the supplies are small. So we are continuing to ask for supplies every day. We did receive a shipment from the Strategic National Stockpile this week, which had a significant amount of supplies in it. So we have distributed those out. But, you know, it continues to be an issue. I know that some medical offices and healthcare providers are kind of rationing those personal protective equipment pieces.
For their personnel.
For their personnel, exactly.
Right. Well, you know, in your long-term planning, and you've told me that, you know, Boulder County Public Health and other public health entities in Colorado, including the state, you all have been planning for something like this for years, right?
Absolutely. I actually used to be an emergency preparedness planner for Boulder County Public Health, and that was 14 years ago. And when I was doing it, we were still planning for a pandemic then. So this has been something that's been on the radar for public health for a long time.
Well, in that planning, has there always been the expectation that there would be federal help from the federal government or not?
There has always been the expectation, yes, that we would receive supplies and that there would be, you know, adequate testing and adequate vaccine if there was a situation where we needed a vaccine. So I don't know that the personal protective equipment was considered as much as it should have, perhaps.
So we don't have a vaccine now, but are you receiving from the federal government the, let's say, support that you've expected or counted on in your planning?
Well, the way it works is it would be federal to state and then state to local. So I guess my answer is I don't believe the state is getting the support they need from the federal government. So therefore, the locals here in Colorado aren't getting the support that we would expect. I would agree with that statement, yes.
What's the prognosis for, say, the next time frame you've just described, 1 to 2 months, specifically in terms of equipment?
My understanding is the prognosis is very, very good, that production has been ramped up and production manufacturing for places that aren't manufacturing their normal goods are now switching over to manufacturing PPE, personal protective equipment. And we're hearing that it's going very well and that that is going to help us a lot. I don't have a timeline on that, but I have been told repeatedly that we will have supplies and we just need a little bit more time.
Chana Gusettis of Boulder County Public Health Department, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Many people in Boulder have been wondering whether the old hospital campus on Broadway could be brought back into use if more space is needed. But we have heard that that is not an option as the old hospital building is completely non-functional. It has been torn apart on the inside. But we'll continue to bring you updates on the local preparedness during the pandemic.